guess.
Well, this is your own place, that's all been in.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this special meeting of Town Council of Cherry Beach together. The purpose of this meeting is to accept the resignation of Commissioner Tim Fuller and to determine a course of action for the filling of his seat or his vacancy. We have a statute in front of you. I guess everybody's read it. I need to explain it to you.
I'll read it. Under the options, the second one I don't think applies, does it?
I think it's still open, not to appoint anybody, but I don't think that's a prudent thing to do. Gentlemen?
Way too long.
Yeah, we've got over a year.
Yes.
It would be my suggestion that we advertise for the position via the town listserv for all interested parties to have a list of their interests and qualifications that they think would be beneficial to the town and have this back to us no later than Monday, October 4th. At that time, I would like Mayor Pro Tem Keener and myself to review one. The most qualified to still have all the information to all the council members and go ahead and schedule a special meeting on October 11th at 6 or 6:30 and have the people who were interested in serving out this vacancy to appear before council for an interview. That would be my suggestion. And then we would vote on it that night after the interview. Anybody else have an idea that they'd like to throw out?
Now, when did you say we would have the...
Have the information back to us no later than Monday, October 4th. And a special meeting would be, go ahead and set it for October 11th, 6 or 6:30. Okay. That's a Monday.
Okay. Just a clarification from Andy. In a situation like this, do all the deliberations have to be in public?
Yes.
You mean we can't have a closed session on this?
No, sir.
No, but we can interview them one at a time. That's permissible.
You can interview them one at a time.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. I wasn't talking about the interview.
The people who are not there, the small group. Yeah, the people who are not there to fill the position, of course, welcome to study comments. But I don't like the interviews to be done one at a time.
No, and I'm okay with the one at a time also. Yeah. Always have been with that. But your suggestion was to have a small group of council whittle it down to a manageable number and then bring it back to all of us. And from what Andy
bring said, all of it. All of them would be available.
So what?
I don't know how many have come in. I just thought that would be more controllable. Yeah. With us. We can have them all come in.
Well, and that's just why I asked. Of course, we could have two very quick meetings. One would be to whittle it down to three or however many we agreed to, and then interview those. And
but do the same night. That would
probably be better.
That's
funny,
because the first night we might not be able to come together. Bring it back. Narrow it down to the second.
Commissioner Nelly.
Is it possible that we as a council can have a meeting to discuss this matter amongst ourselves? Mm-hmm. But it has to be an open.
It has to be open.
I didn't know, I wasn't sure. But we can have meetings with the interviewees in private.
You can talk to
I got one person saying no, one person saying yes.
You can talk to them by yourself. We can, as a board, you can talk to them.
Yeah.
That's your right. You can talk to them. But we can't do it as a city board, not if there's more than two of us.
Well, then what were we talking about going in to a private session and interviewing them?
No, I'll be done in here. No problem. I'll be done in front of God and everybody.
Yeah, and this, to me, is even more important to do that than just with an employee or something, because this is somebody that's going to be representing
right.
the town.
But we have a problem before and not letting all of them be in the room. What happened to that?
Is that legal or not legal? Can we interview? Can we ask the interviewees to come in one at a time while the general public sits?
I don't think so. It's an open meeting. They can sit there, and if you're going to take care of the whole thing in one night, there is no disadvantage to anyone if they hear whatever somebody else has got to say.
Well, the way we have it set up is to do it in two nights, right? One to narrow the field and the other to make a selection.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
Would you like to do it all one night? Would you like to do it all
No, I'd like to do it myself, personally.
You'd like to hear from everybody, and then a week later we'll vote on it.
All right.
Yeah. Are you going to meet the first time to decide on however many you're going to finally interview? Is that what you want to do? Whittle them down with your applications, or what? What are you planning on doing?
I think consensus was that we'll have everybody come in that wants to fill a position one time.
Okay, good. Super.
All right. Do those dates work for you all? Yes. Do I have a motion to accept Jim Porter's resignation?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Reluctantly.
Do I have a motion to accept these dates and the criteria that we just discussed? Is our game plan?
Repeat the dates again.
Monday, October 4th. The people interested in the job application to us. That way we can distribute them to ourselves and give us time to read them. We would have the interviews on October the 11th. Lot 6 or 6:30, what would work best, Barry?
Probably 6:30.
At 6:30 in October the 11th.
Sorry, and October 4th also, that's a special meeting?
No, October 4th is when they would need to have the information to us.
Deadline.
That they would like to serve in any of their credentials or
so there's only one meeting on October 11th.
Right. 6:30. We set that date today.
Well, I'm a little confused here. I thought we said that there was going to be a little thinning of the ranks.
No, we shouldn't do that.
Okay.
You said you were going to post these on the website. Is there time to get it more general into the Gazette and maybe into the Star News?
I think, and our listservs, goes to the people in Kerry Beach. I think it would be probably more efficient doing it just using the listserv.
Well, I think you should use the listserv, but not everybody has a website.
No.
You, Charlie?
You are going to have a requirement as a result of it being an official call meeting that falls outside the schedule to publish that in a local paper.
I don't think you have to publish in the paper anymore under the new laws. It just has to be on there. If we have a town status website, that's all it requires. Is that not right, Ms. Clerk? And you no longer have to use the newspaper.
That has changed?
Yes, it's changed. If we have an established town website, yes.
Not the website, we post the public notice.
I mean, I don't mind putting it in the Gazette. It's just the idea of having to pay, whatever
it is in there. It already hit the news.
Well, yeah, and I think we would also send out, at the same time, a press release to all the media's going to pick it up anyway.
I got a feeling Willard may find this newsworthy.
Yes, Tommy.
They already found out.
Well, it's public. Yeah, Tommy.
They already found out. It already hit the fan, Gene. Yeah.
Well, we might get a bigger fan, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, what's your pleasure?
So we have a motion on the floor. Was there a second?
Yes.
For which?
Yes.
Motion on the floor to advertise for interested candidates with qualifications.
Second.
Deadline of October 4th. Special meeting on October 11th at 6:30 to do interviews.
I think if the October 4th would be to have their qualifications to us in a written form. Yeah, I think you may see.
Deadline.
Now we
to
can
have
review
the qualifications.
Letter, right? By ourselves.
Sure. Yes, you will have them all.
Get them everybody.
And we will have from the. We'll have a week to go ahead.
Yeah, the week to give us.
So was there a second to that?
Second.
Commissioner Dugan already seconded. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.